welcome to Axe Studios' first podcast. My name is Tyler Steele, and I'm here with with the rest of Axe Studios. We're going to go around and introduce everybody, and so let's start off with Brian.
I'm Brian Allenson.
He basically is the genius behind the game. It's his brainchild.
Yeah, it's his game, baby.
Yeah, I do a lot.
from graphics to programming to level design to story. I mean, we all kind of contribute in lots of different ways than what our official titles are.
We'll just dispense of titles for now. And all right, so.
Okay, well, I guess because I talked out of turn, I will go. I'm Andrew Allenson. I'm the lead composer on the game, and that's it. I write music. I do other things, but in terms of...
Yeah, he's really good at placing down grass as well.
Yeah, I am. I've placed down a lot of grass in the game. So then, since we just talked about sound, I'll introduce you guys to Jose Alfaro.
Yo, I'm Jose. I just waved to a computer. I'm doing the sound design. I recently came onto the project. Some of the sounds that are on there right now are some placeholders from,
other games.
Other games. But yeah, we're going to be putting some other sounds in there. And
when the game is released, there will be 100% original sound effects in the game. Nothing borrowed from anywhere else, since a couple people have noticed the placeholder sound effects.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm Ian Bailey. I've been doing a lot of the side content. Level design, for legal reasons, we're not allowed to talk about that at the moment, but,
it's copyrighted.
But, we hope you guys enjoy that stuff.
Okay.
So we have a few talking points.
So we're here to talk about a few of the questions we've been getting from our Kickstarter supporters on our Facebook group. So, one of the biggest things that we've been asked is, will the game be released on the Oya? I hope I pronounced that right.
If I didn't,
we will pronounce it correctly the next time. And who would like to field that question?
Brian,
since you are this is your game, baby.
That system's looking awesome. I hope so. It's something we're seriously looking into right now. We don't have any official plans to say yes, we're going to do it. But, it's something that I want to do.
When we're not on recording, we talk about it a lot. So as of now, officially, hopefully.
I guess.
While we're on the subject of platforms that could be released on, can you talk about our plans for iOS and Android releases?
Well, that was one of the things we were talking about. If we reach our goal, which it looks like we're doing pretty well, and we also want to thank everyone who has donated to the game. And since we're right next to the microphone, your speakers probably just blew out. So hopefully you can hear the rest of the podcast. If we do, that's one of the stretch goals we talked about, bringing on maybe one other person to help us work on creating a version for the Android or the iOS.
Right. It's obviously a lot of extra work, but it's something we would love to do if we can get it to play right. That's the biggest goal. Like, make sure that no matter what system it's on, it doesn't play terribly. Like,
yeah, because we don't want it to just feel like we just tacked on controls. It's like, oh, hey, we need to make a touchscreen version. So now we have tacked on-screen controls that feel like crap. That's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah. In response to the possibility of releasing on the iOS and Android, a lot of questions we've been getting is, will it be in a Game Boy wrapper?
Hold on there. It's not, you can't say Game Boy. It's like a handheld gaming device wrapper.
Handheld gaming device wrapper.
Thank you.
if somehow that helps it play better, I would say, maybe. I could see it being kind of cool, like on an iPad or something.
Like you're holding a gigantic Game Boy, which is probably the size of the original Game Boy, the iPad.
I don't remember having one of those, and they seem pretty similar.
I like the idea of how it would make me feel like an enormous jerk for holding it like that, but it could be cool in its own way, but also full screen is full screen. So.
Since you guys can't actually see what's happening here, we're all kind of snickering because Jose is holding an iPad, playing it like a Game Boy, making goofy faces.
Yeah. Not that there's a game on there.
He's the only one with personality who's working on the game.
No.
What free spirit.
And what about Linux support? We are planning on supporting Windows and OS X, but what about Linux?
There's a plan for Linux. You know, again, a lot of work. We're still hoping to do it. It's looking promising so far.
We just kicked a dog.
By accident.
We yeah, love we, animals. We
PETA just pulled back all of their funding.
No, I love this dog.
It's okay. He's licking Brian's feet now.
Sure.
Okay. So back to the Linux deal. So something we've talked about, but right now we don't really have...
I mean, it's sort of a semi-official plan. Like, you know...
It could happen. We just need a little more time. It won't be at launch.
No, it won't be at launch. It's probably going to happen, though. Like, that was part of the original plan. So, yeah.
Okay, I think that's pretty good.
And so we've also been getting emails from people asking us, are we hiring for positions? I mean, right now, we don't currently have the ability to do that due to lack of funds, but we're always on the lookout. But right now, that's not really in the cards.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this won't be the only game we make. So.
Yeah, we plan on making more.
Many more.
Okay. And
do you want to talk about how we handle saving in the game? Because I don't think that's anything that we've talked about.
We haven't actually spoken about the gameplay yet.
Yeah, we haven't actually addressed any of the gameplay.
Gameplay.
Well, it's not like we're making a video game
Before we address gameplay, though, the game works on an auto-save feature. Every time you walk through a door, the game saves, which is, you know, it's cool.
And it's instant, so there's no ridiculous
saving times. Yeah, you
won't notice
any kind of loading, like saving, and no swirling little icons or.
And it's all 100% safe. You'll never get saved in a place that you're kind of screwed if you're stuck there.
Right. At least not yet.
we'll ask the game testers. In terms of the actual gameplay, Jose, who's been working on the project now for maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Months. Yeah, since like, it's been since like...
Early July.
That's right. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
August is over now, though.
Yeah.
Essentially,
2 months.
Well, we spend months like people drink water.
Yeah.
Just,
that's true. Yeah. Not often enough. But Jose, when he came onto the project, I needed someone who had a really great understanding of synthesizers. I mean, as being originally a classical composer, I knew enough about creating computer music and composition that I could create a standard video game score, but since we want to do something that goes from 8-bit synthesizers or 16-bit synthesizers, depending on the track, to like a full orchestral suite, it's something that I needed help with because I could write the music and I could understand how that would function, but I needed someone who had the technical know-how. And Jose basically is the man when it comes to that. But he's been spending most of his time working on that. He's gotten to create some sound effects. So the reason he's been working on the project now for like a month and you're not hearing a lot of the new sound effects in the videos is because we've been working so hard on the music. But back to where we were, Jose played the game for the first time today because he is in Boston and we are in New Jersey.
Yep.
It's
awesome! Yes! Buy that game! Buy it! I'm telling you, it's going to be so good.
That's not even his contract. He doesn't have to say that.
I have to say that.
Yeah, well,
it's your game, so you're kind of like
it's kind of awesome though. So I could not like it.
Why don't we talk about where we are currently in the development cycle? Where are we? Where are we going? And what kind of features can we see adding in the near future? And what are we expanding to?
Oh,
We're far.
We're far.
70% is the number we've been throwing out.
Yeah,
it might be a little more.
That's for the main quest, correct?
Correct. I would say so, Brian.
Right. I mean, there's still already some side things in the game already, obviously, because every time I have a cool idea, I just kind of start doing it, and then get a little sidetracked that way. So, but Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, you guys are, like, working on more now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the main quest, yeah, just...
About 70% for the main quest, and Tyler and Ian...
Yeah, obviously, the rest of the percentage would make up some of the additional content and finishing off the rest of the main quest. Like
a good 10% is the side quests, because they're going to be pretty meaty.
Yes. Side quests are going to be very juicy.
I don't even like calling them side quests, because they're so important to the game, I feel like...
They've been kind of, I think it was you, Tyler, who compared them, what we're doing, kind of to, like, the masks in Majora's Mask.
Yeah. Very similar in that way. They are, you don't necessarily need to complete these.
But if you don't,
you're missing out on a huge chunk of what our game has to offer.
So if you do want to complete the game, and not basically waste away your entire life, it's possible. But if you want to dig into it, there's a lot of stuff to see.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we say about the side quests without giving them away?
I don't want to give them away because they're so good.
They're very good, he says.
Yes, they are.
That's the official stance on the side quests.
That's a given.
They're
awesome.
Amazing. They are amazing.
I'm about 50% done with one of the first areas for one of the side quests, and so far it's been a lot of positive feedback. Can't wait to maybe start showing off some screenshots in the areas. You know, and we've got a lot of cool ideas for some of the other areas, which, you know, have also been met with a lot of cool and positive, you know, enthusiasm and excitement.
We have a couple developers who work on other games in the indie community that we run a lot of the ideas by that basically see a lot of the content before we share with a lot of people to kind of get feedback from sort of our peers. And it's all been very positive. A couple of times people react in ways that we don't expect to the game. Brian, do you remember the one person, what they said about the game and their brother?
I remember.
Yeah. You remember?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I remember it.
Okay, Jose, you tell the story.
Basically, what happened was somebody contacted us, and after they saw the trailer, after we released it, like, what, it was like a month back now?
It's not even, it's like,
it's
oh,
like
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
We showed the
oh
real trailer.
God, time is, okay.
It's just flying.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so, yeah, so they contacted us, and they said that because of that trailer, they contacted their brother for the first time in 15 years.
It kind of is a little humbling, I think.
Yeah. I never thought we would be making anything that could touch somebody in that way, that would bring them back to somebody they had.
Yeah, maybe not as cool as today. Someone, I won't tell the full story. If you want to find it, you can go to our Twitter and find it. But someone tweeted at us and said that they dreamt last night that they were playing our game, and they played the first 10 minutes of it, and it was awesome. And, you know, if you want to find the comment, you can go search it out yourself.
Yeah.
Do we have any more talking points?
Oh, I was just about to say something that's awesome. You know, because I've had a lot of dreams about the game, too.
Yeah,
so,
I think we all have.
Yeah, a lot of, definitely.
If there are any awesome ideas in there, by the way, you know, just...
We have someone now working on a history of basically how the game came into existence. He told me that it was going to be done by Monday, so you guys can expect it on Monday as the update. I don't know when this is going up, so if this is before, you might have seen it already. I'm not sure when we're releasing this.
No,
probably tomorrow.
Yeah. Or maybe even later today.
Yeah.
Which would be today for you guys, no matter what. So.
Yeah. Any more talking points?
One of the questions we've been getting around the Kickstarter a lot is, what is the special in-game content for the $15?
Andrew, you want to just take that one?
Do we want to...
Yeah, this is partially my idea.
Too much.
Yeah, okay, so we have two sort of in-game content things that are available for backers. Both of which remain in the game regardless of whether or not you donate it or not. However, the people who donate are given instructions on how to access this area. You might spend a long time looking for it, and it's very difficult to find, but it is still in your copy, even if you can't afford to donate that much. But the one we have a special dungeon that's in the game just for people who donated. I think that's the $15 mark. It's a special dungeon. At the end, there's a really awesome item that you get.
Assuming no one squeals. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it should be completely secret and.
Yeah, until you know such time as you know we give them that right to release it eventually. But,
yeah, we're gonna take a little bit of sort of like preventative measures.
Yeah, it'd be cool, like. You know.
Yeah. And then the
you
other one.
You hold it over your friends' heads for a couple of months before.
Yeah, and then eventually it'll appear on game FAQs, and
something,
then everyone will know.
Yeah. We don't want to. We're not trying to alienate anybody by offering this exclusive content, but we also need to offer some kind of content for the high backer, like for the people who, you know, show some extra support. And we understand that it might seem that we're, you know, people have said that we are being elitist or we're creating like separate groups. So that's not really what we're going for.
No,
we just really want it to. We want everybody to have access to everything in the game, especially since we're putting so much of ourselves into it.
And that's
it's a thank you. That's what
it
is.
It's a thank you for your contribution.
It doesn't make or break the game. But
it is extremely cool, though.
Yeah. The other thing is, everyone who donates to the game are essentially working on it. I mean, everyone who's putting money into this game is making sure that the game is actually released. So, you know, it's everyone is working on the game, and everyone should have a right to view the content. But it's just some other people will get it sooner because we do need something to offer people to give them some sort of incentive. Was there another one, Tyler?
And then,
is that it?
The 50, that's all.
Oh yeah, the $50 one, I completely forgot about that. You want to explain that?
So, we also have a higher tier where if you, I believe it's $50, you get the we're planning on adding another exclusive area for people who spend a certain amount of time.
Or rather, access.
First access, excuse me.
It's getting us into trouble. We got to stop. We got to get that out of our vocabulary.
Yeah. First access to this area where it's a high rollers club, where you'll be able to access unique character interactions and possibly some other cool little goodies in there. So
imagine like a really awesome casino that's hidden inside of a gigantic elephant. Because I don't know if anyone's noticed or anything, but all the buildings in the games are actually animals.
That's right. Yeah, they're all alive. So
yeah, it's kind of like how you might have a dog walking around like we do right now, the company pet. You know, they feel like a family member, but to these people, they live almost inside other family members. I know it sounds a little weird, but when you play the game, it's kind of like, Wind Waker. You have to play it. But
you can use animal companion. You can't say pet anymore.
Yeah, animal companion. We just lost even more funding from PETA.
Yeah, God. I'm sorry, PETA. I mean, deity. I'm sorry, atheists.
We'll edit that out. Okay, so
I think that's it.
Yeah, we'll try and meet again next week if we can. If not, you should expect one of these sooner than later, I hope.
I hope so.
We are missing two people here from the development. Did I mention that earlier?
You mentioned it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're missing Bridget Allinson, who is the very talented artist who's doing character art for the game. The character designs were designed by Brian in sprite form, so Bridget's kind of working in reverse for some of the characters.
Right, I just basically told her, I'm not going to give you any instructions, just try to draw what you see. I've always loved the little inconsistencies in character artwork in old games. Like, you look at Final Fantasy's, like, Amano drawings, and then you go ahead and see the Final Fantasy sprite, and you're like...
Like, that's what that's supposed to be?
Okay. if that's what you saw. I'm kind of working in reverse, I think. I'm pretty sure that Amano drew, and then the sprite happened after that.
Yeah, but I don't think that there's enough resolution in any of those systems to capture.
Either way, it's still like, what the hell was this guy thinking when he drew this? So.
And then we're also missing Tony Manfredonia, who just texted. No, he didn't. I lied. he's an assistant composer. He's finishing up some tracks for me, and he's even got to create a few tracks on his own. He's actually done a pretty good job. So, Tony and Bridget, we wish you were here.
And hopefully you can be with us next time.
Yeah, get this whole team together for once at the same time.
It would be an impressive feat. But until then, until next time, this is... Act Studios, and we hope that you come back.
Thank you, guys.
Hope we didn't scare you off.
All right.